Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court rules that South Carolina can defund Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this decision on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a great, great decision. South Carolina, which is a very pro-life state, still has a law, thankfully, that was saying that Medicaid funds cannot be used toward abortion, cannot be given toward Planned Parenthood. And of course, Planned Parenthood had challenged that. And so we recently got a great ruling from the High Court, 6-3, in the case is Medina versus Planned Parenthood South Atlantic, that saying that no, they are not forced to do that.
Yeah, it's a great decision. And it comes down to one particular area, and that is when Congress, or when there is a spending provision, and you are arguing that you should be a recipient of that spending, do you have the right to bring a lawsuit to challenge it because you're excluded? And the answer is no, unless the law itself unambiguously states that individuals have a private cause of action. You can't infer that you have this private cause of action just because it's a spending provision. And so what has happened in the past is there are different spending provisions or spending laws that have been passed by Congress, and the courts have oftentimes allowed individuals or, say, Planned Parenthood to file suit claiming that they should receive benefits from that expenditure, and for whatever reason, they're excluded and they should be included.
Because Planned Parenthood is all about the money.
So yeah, that's what Planned Parenthood did. So you have the Medicaid provision, and the Medicaid is a combination between federal and state funds. And in this particular case, the governor of South Carolina issued an executive order in 2018, Henry McMaster, and his executive order said that Planned Parenthood was not going to be included on the preferred provider list for Medicaid funds. So Planned Parenthood and a Medicaid recipient filed suit and said, well, no, they should be included as any qualified provider that language.
And just to clarify, the law's any qualified provider language grants beneficiaries the right to choose their provider from a pool of providers the state has deemed qualified.
Yeah, so you have a list. Basically, if you have an insurance company, for example, if you have insurance and your insurance covers certain kinds of medical providers, you can go to that particular provider that's covered by your insurance company. So Medicaid has something similar to that. And so there are preferred or qualified providers that are listed as Medicaid recipients. Mm-hmm. For example, if there was a provider that was committing Medicaid fraud, they would be removed. Or if they're not someone that Medicaid has decided or the state has decided should be a qualified provider, they're not on that list. So despite the fact that you're a Medicaid recipient, that doesn't mean that you have the right to choose anybody or any provider you want to if they're not on the list. If they're on the list, then you have the right to choose that particular qualified provider. So what South Carolina did is they removed Planned Parenthood as a qualified provider on that list. So people that are Medicaid recipients were not able to select Planned Parenthood as a recipient of their Medicaid funds. And so Planned Parenthood South Atlantic and one of its Medicaid clients filed suit challenging Governor McMaster's 2018 executive order. And thankfully, the High Court ruled that the Federal Medicaid Act does not confer an unambiguous right to choose a qualified medical provider, and that states retain authority over defining those qualifications.
This is another one of the cases that was 6-3 ruling with our usual three women ruling against that. And that, to me, that's just horrendous. This should have been 9-0 because bottom line, Planned Parenthood is all about getting more money. It's already a $1 billion industry, getting more money, and then go even deeper. This is about child sacrifice. You know, we open the Bible in the Old Testament, we read, oh, these people would sacrifice their children to Moloch or Baal or whomever, but you think we're doing the same thing today, but it's even worse because we're pulling their limbs apart and we're crushing them, and it's no better than what they were doing now, and we've got to stop this.
That's right. And so, you know, this is a great decision because that means that South Carolina has the right to be able to choose and define the qualifications for the provider. South Carolina looked at Planned Parenthood, and in part, they considered the video evidence of our client, Sandra Merritt, who did the undercover video and released that along with David Lyden to the public, starting in 2015, and that shocked the world, and it resulted in Planned Parenthood being defunded in Texas. Texas was challenged, went to the Court of Appeals, that was upheld where they could defund Planned Parenthood. South Carolina looked at Planned Parenthood in light of some of the information that was revealed by our client, which showed Planned Parenthood executives
Bragging.
Yeah, about how they were able to even modify the abortion procedure by doing breech abortions, taking the baby out first by feet, and then crushing around the upper and lower thorax and removing intact body parts.
While these babies still feel pain.
Yeah, so that they could get more money when they would sell those on the open market to research facilities and organ procurement companies. And it was horrible, horrible situation that Planned Parenthood, in other words, not only was doing abortions, but they were actually getting order lists in the morning from the organ procurement companies to fulfill a list of heart, lungs, livers, whatever it might be, that was being requested by the research facilities that, by the way, were receiving funds from the National Institutes of Health under, guess who, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and didn't some of those middlemen get shut down because of that?
Yeah, they did, because there was a lawsuit by the Orange County prosecutor against some of these organ procurement companies for violating state and federal law in the procurement and selling these baby body parts for profit. And they were fined. Some of those did not weather the fine. They were shut down. Others, like STEM Express, they paid the fine. They're still in operation as far as I know. But that ultimately created this platform on which other states, including South Carolina, have been reviewing Planned Parenthood and said, no, we're going to remove them as a qualified provider. They got challenged, and now the Supreme Court said, no, you don't have a right to bring this lawsuit. Sorry. By the way, South Carolina and any other state, they retain authority over defining the qualifications for who will be on that qualified provider list. So Liberty Counsel, we filed a brief in the case noting that the law's language allows for states to disqualify providers that engage in unethical and illegal practices in which Planned Parenthood had been credibly implicated in these types of practices. And our brief noted that Planned Parenthood is implicated in unethical and illegal profiteering of aborted baby body parts. That was revealed through the undercover videos by journalists Sandra Merritt and David Lyden. We also say that the shadowy proliferation of fetal tissue trafficking gives states like South Carolina a compelling interest to deem the abortion giant unqualified and keep Medicaid funds from subsidizing these abhorrent practices. And the good news is that the Supreme Court has agreed. The Supreme Court has ruled that South Carolina has the right to use that information to remove Planned Parenthood or other abortion providers from the Medicaid list. And by the way, Planned Parenthood received $792 million in the 2023-2024 fiscal year from Medicaid funds, almost $800 million.
That is our money.
Yeah, and taxpayer that's an increase of $100 million over the 2022-2023 fiscal year.
So I would say, if you don't want any of your money going toward killing children, get on the phone and start calling your representatives and saying, no more.
That's
no
right.
more money to Planned Parenthood, period.
And this is not just the federal budget issue. It's also a state issue, because as you see here, It is South Carolina that defunded, that removed Planned Parenthood from the Medicaid qualified provider list. And that's good news because a number of other states are or have done something similar, and this gives the green light to defunding Planned Parenthood from Medicaid funds across the country.
This is one good step toward eliminating abortion.
It's a great decision, and it's a great step to stop funding the killing of innocent children. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.